Meanwhile, joining us here in the bunker, is this your first time in the bunker?
Anytime I can get nestled up against the table here, the bunker here, it's a great day, Marty.
So you've been in the bunker before?
Yes, I have.
You have been. All right. Now let me do the formal introduction. As we look through the window of baseball, and we look at each other this time, which is terrific. and we do it for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice in Marvin Windows and Doors. And that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. How are you?
Terrific. Feeling good today. Just heard the interviews with the Cubs. Joe Maddon was expansive and wonderful as usual and kind of puts you in the mood for Game 3.
Yeah. What did he say? I want to talk a little bit about the type of series we have.
Well, you ask him a question, and he knows a lot of the people in the room, and he gives a terrific answer. You ask him about Bumgarner, he talks about being a kid, with Bob Gibson and Sandy Koufax. And you kids out there, this is that kind of a guy. And it's not about the numbers, it's watch the way he competes. And they asked him about Javi Baez, and he went into great length about the mental approach that he has, getting over the mental mistakes, the potential that he has. And it's just every question brought a really terrific answer. He's a special guy that way.
There have only been three managers in Cubs history who have gone to the playoffs in back-to-back seasons. Mm. And I just heard this today from
Frank Chance.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's one.
Right.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
Frank.
Good. Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
Exactly.
And Frank
he was
Chance
the first baseman and the manager.
Became the manager. Uh-huh. Very good. The other one was Lou Piniella.
Yeah, how about that? Lou Piniella and the Cubs, yeah.
And the other one is this guy,
Joe
Maddon.
Maddon.
How about that? In all the history of the Cubs. So he's got the right team. They went out and got him the players, and he created the right culture for this thing.
Yeah, well, Theo Epstein is a remarkable man. This is the guy that built the Red Sox, and they broke that curse of about a million years, and now he comes here. Bringing in Maddon was a crucial move, I think. A tremendous move, as good as you can make. And, all the players they brought in, it's pretty amazing to watch this team. It's a formidable opponent, maybe the most formidable the Giants have faced in all these recent championship years.
Dodgers lost today.
They did.
5-2. So for Dusty Baker, he at least gets a split at home.
Yes.
And I think it's time to talk a little bit about these five-game series because, I don't know, in the world today, maybe it's Twitter, social media, I don't know what it is, but we tend to rush within seconds to come to a conclusion that is very difficult to lose an image. Now, five-game series. It starts off with two games in their park. You're supposed to win those games. And
yes.
Then it comes two games in your park. You're supposed to win those games. That's the way it's supposed to be.
If the Giants win tomorrow night, everything changes.
Exactly.
Then all they have to do is, they win another game, and then, game five, sometimes that home field can vanish. If you silence the home crowd in a game five or game seven, and they start thinking there's a lot of anxiety in the air, all of a sudden you've got a little bit of an upper hand. The Giants know that feeling quite well, having done it on the road so many times, Cincinnati and Kansas City and everything else. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people are thinking this thing's over, but that's the whole nature of the five-game series. So far, it's gone, to the chalk.
Yeah, and it's not over until that final out. And look, you've seen it. You can go back and even the five-game series before they had wild cards.
Great ones.
Come on, there you down the Red Sox and Angels, I think, in that one. The Brewers. I can remember them with the Angels.
I go back to Johnny Bench and Bob Moose.
How about that? So it's interesting. So we haven't seen the Giants yet today. Have we? Have you seen any?
No, they're
the
coming in at 4 o'clock with just Bochy and Bumgarner.
Okay.
In terms of interviews, you mean?
Well, just to see him around the ballpark.
The clubhouse is closed, so guys might be drifting in and out, but they're not really available. So we're mostly waiting for the interviews.
All right. So Bumgarner tomorrow. Then there's Matt Moore, and then we've got Arrieta. And were you in there for Arrieta, Bruce?
Yeah.
And what was your take on him?
He's very good. He's very sort of mild mannered and soft spoken, but also very well spoken. He's impressive. You can sort of just sense the command he has of situation. He's a very confident speaker. He talked really well about the season that he's had and Maddon was great, too, about if you look at the numbers, that's one thing. And comparing him to last season, that'd be very hard to compare anybody to his last season. But he's been great. They're expecting a great outing from him. And he talked a little bit about hitting. And the pitcher's hitting has been such a theme in this series. And,
yeah.
And the Cubs have set a pretty powerful standard here with Hendricks getting a two-run single and Wood homering. And, of course, Bumgarner. he steps up as a pinch hitter last night and just crushes the hardest ball the Giants hit all night. You know, I just love this guy. And Arrieta, if you remember, coming up to the All-Star break, there was some talk about a home run hitting round by pitchers. Right. And, of course, Bumgarner was at the forefront of that. But Arrieta was right behind him because I would love to see that. I want to mix it up with Bumgarner and Greinke or whoever else you throw in there, Mike Leake, whatever. He's a good hitter, and he's a good ball player. And he's going to be a formidable opposition tomorrow night.
Yeah, no slouch, just because he hasn't duplicated the Bob Gibson-like season of last year, yeah. The Greg Maddux season. Everyone is sort of down. 18-8. Batting average against is under 200.
Well, there you have it.
You know, the whip is, you know, about one, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. And he walks around like he's got to see a chiropractor. Doesn't he?
Tim Kuhn, his posture is like he's trying to impress a parade of chiropractors, but he's a great competitor. He's a snarling kind of angry presence out there. He's a really really tough guy to face. Ton of history, and you know this is his time. He said he loves pitching here. He loves the atmosphere. He loves the mound. The fans are great. You know, they get him all fired up. Without throwing stuff at him, you know. And so he's pretty stoked.
All right, Bruce Jenkins with us of the Chronicle. Giants offense we've talked about, and they've got to get it going. There's no question about it. I don't care if you're facing Syndergaard and Lester and Arrieta and everything. At some point, you have to hit to win a game. But Samardzija last night, and Bruce, we just have to sort of evaluate the year he's had and just get your take on it, what you think of Samardzija, even in light of last night.
Yeah, well, to me, his year was coming down to last night because if he'd won that game and the Giants advance, he's a hero, you know, for indefinitely till the next series and probably well beyond that. The fact that he did lose, and if the Giants were to lose this series, it's going to go down as a bad year for him. It's just that clear cut, because he wasn't terrific all year long. He had some great moments, but here's the game of his life, really, and he didn't have his curveball and wasn't throwing it. Yeah. And boy, when you take that out of the mix, guys are going up there with knives and forks and bibs around their neck. You know, they can't wait to hit against him. So it was really unfortunate. I really felt bad for him. He's taken a lot of heat. I don't think it crucifies him as a competitor. I think people who know him that he's a great competitor, and I wasn't all that appalled by the choice of him over Matt Moore, but I felt bad. He didn't have command. The Hendricks two-run single was a bloop. It was a fluke. It was a pitcher. It was really, really depressing, and things kind of cascaded downward from there, and he didn't get to anywhere near. What, he was out by after two innings?
Two innings, yeah, and then they had a pinch hit for him.
He's going to live with that all year, so... He's a guy that really needs the Giants to come back and win this series and get another start.
Yeah, we may see him if this continues on. He will not start again, but he certainly can come out of the bullpen. But Mike Kruko has been all over this, you know, and Kruk knows his pitching. Oh, yeah. And he said, look, even listening to him on the radio last night, as I did at the studio, watch the TV, with still that crazy Fox angle, I don't know what they were doing, you know. Yeah. The Lilliputians were back last night.
They really were in force.
But as Mike said, you know, the first time through the lineup, he didn't throw the curveball. Getting hit hard. And there wasn't a second time through the lineup. That was the problem because he was gone by then. So he had a couple of different segments to the season. First segment was, you know, getting used to being here, throwing hard. He did well. Then he got lit up big time in the middle. And then they made those adjustments. And he finished so strongly. And then to see him come out last night, and I'd love to hear from him. We don't know what the story was, but I guess did he not feel it?
He didn't have the breaking pitch in the bullpen. You know, that'll happen, and suddenly you're going out there 70% capacity. But, you know, he didn't pitch the way that had defined him, discovering these two off-speed pitches in the middle of the season, getting guys out, getting great results, becoming a complete pitcher, and all of a sudden that element was gone, and you're much less of a mystery when that happens.
Ty Block, another good game for him.
Yes.
How about that?
He had a lot of composure. I think the composure element with him is beyond question now. I mean, the big win against the Dodgers, he's in there in Wrigley Field in that atmosphere, completely comfortable. Like you say, that next start might go to him instead of Samardzija if we ever get to that point.
It's elimination games. And, you know, before you sat down, I think I went through the elimination games that they've been through, nine in a row. They've won them all.
Yeah, amazing.
So here we are again, an elimination game, and Bochy's got to manage it like he did last night in the second inning. If you may not give up four before he gets you out. Maybe on the hit to the pitcher, goodbye. you're done at that point, or even the bases loaded, you're out.
Yeah, if Moore struggles, you know, if he's blocking guys or whatever, we could see block pretty early. I mean, who would have predicted that a month ago?
But. Yeah, boy, that's the beauty of baseball.
Yeah.
All right, the last thought for you. There is something about coming home. For the Giants, there's that comfort. I don't. For me, just looking out at the field today, seeing the bunting, and just being here with you in the bunker, seeing all the people walk by. There, it's just different coming home, especially now.
It really is a great baseball thing. You know, when you're around the game a long time and things seem really dire, and that next day, you know, especially if it's a beautiful day like this, it just makes you feel like, you know, anything can happen. These are our guys. We know what they can do. It's been bad, but it's about to be good. And, yeah, you're right. It's a tremendous tremendous feeling to look out at that empty ballpark, know what's going to be rocking tomorrow night. And I don't know. I just don't see this ending in three. I can't see it.
Well, the Cubs can, you know, make them nervous. You know, you got to do that. It's too easy. These are the Cubs. It's too easy. You can't make it that easy. And look, these games are tough games. The 1-0 game Friday night, Lester, they got to him. They just couldn't get it going. They couldn't finish it off. And then last night was a typical second-half kind of game where they just gave up the runs early and just never came back. But these Cub-Giant games, these are tremendous games. No one is really hitting on any side.
We haven't seen anything really from Bryant or Rizzo.
Nothing.
And Soler, you know, he's a guy who could kill him at any time. Addison Russell drove in 95 runs. I mean, there's a lot we haven't seen from the Cubs and obviously from the Giants. So there's makes it interesting.
Oh, it'll be fun. All right. Great to see you.
And absolutely.
Obviously, you're going to be writing quite a bit in the next few days. And glad to have you on with us. And I hope we have shows next Saturday and Sunday.
That would be the best. That would mean a lot of good things are happening.
Right.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Bruce. All right. That's Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, 808 KMBR. More coming up right here, KMBR 680, the sports leader.